has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God? We get our favorite Turkey Day gospel over a month early today, this uniquely recorded episode in Luke, as Jesus and his disciples, interest seekers, hostile challengers, and passerbys continue to talk along the road in their journey to Jerusalem. Jesus' words, though, are interrupted today by people foreign. First, by 10 lepers, then by that thankful Samaritan. I like this concept of foreignness, of being on the outside, of being off the presumed map. There are many obvious contemporary parallels here. Now, when I say that, our mind may jump 100 or so paces away to the voting booths located just outside of our makeshift chapel here. St. Rita Parish once again bringing all things together for us nicely. A foreignness is a contemporary political issue, to be sure, not just in terms of border policy and support of long-standing allies, but also the foreignness felt, say, between One Shell Square and the Claiborne Overpass. How do we distribute limited resources to grow a society? Not the nanny state with the implication of waste, nor one for lock-key kids with its implication of cruel indifference. A reflection on foreignness is helpful for politics on those ways we are not aware of or responsive to the legitimate human needs of others. But the contemporary issue that jumps to my mind first is not our electronic button pushing down the hall. I would prefer if the registrar of voters didn't arrest me at the end of Mass today. Another middle way was long the topic of Cardinal John Henry Newman, who tomorrow will be declared a saint of the Catholic Church, and from whom much of our music has been selected this weekend. That's why we've got these handouts for ourselves. St. John Henry Newman, an Oxford scholar, an Anglican priest, a proper Brit, and now a canonized saint. After 20 years as an Anglican priest, Newman found all his intellectual pursuits to have placed him on as foreign a territory imaginable, on the cusp of becoming Catholic. Simply put, Newman became convinced that the thread from the Christians in the 1800s all the way back to Jesus Christ himself could not but pass through the Catholic Church. With our reflection in tradition, with our bishops addressing issues in councils, with the Bishop of Rome, the Pope, looked upon in moments of dispute throughout history. It was after his first trip to Rome, 11 years before his conversion, to a city he described as both the, quote, most wonderful place on earth and polytheistic, degrading, and idolatrous, that Newman wrote our Preparation of Gifts hymn today, the hauntingly beautiful Lead Kindly Light. Lead Kindly Light. Among the encircling gloom, lead thou me on. The night is dark, and I am far from home. Lead thou me on. As Catholics, as Christians, we live here as pilgrims. Another way to express this, our movement from God and our steps toward return to Him, is we live with a fundamental foreignness. And it's in that place, in those ways that we feel foreign, alone, apart, those ways that provoke questions in us, stir our souls, lead us to sacrifice and charity and holiness, that time and again, God surprises by journeying toward us. God comes to our foreign territory. St. John Henry Newman, a convert in anti-Catholic England, points to this, but also look at that kindly light leading our gospel once again. Luke describes the placement of the encounter as the moment, quote, Jesus was entering a village. Note, he wasn't inside the village yet. the lepers were not part of the official welcoming committee. With their noticeable skin disease, they were forced to live apart, to live outside, to live with bells around their necks, so that no one could unknowingly encounter them and thus become ritually impure. Foreign territory that Jesus enters, not becoming impure himself, but making them pure. And then noticing the Samaritan returns. Jesus quickly speaks of the uncommon terrain before them. Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God? God journeys to first century Samaria, to 19th century England, to even 21st century New Orleans. What is foreign is an opportunity for faith. May we notice and support the weak and the foreign out there, but first know of God's closeness in here, on our own pilgrim way, in our wonder, in our conversion, in our thanksgiving. May we embrace God's foreign path, saying again and again to him in response, "Lead, kindly light."